The city of Philadelphia is clearing another Kensington homeless encampment today, this one in an underpass off of Frankfort and Lehigh Avenues. Outreach workers have used the same approach to help homeless drug users at two other encampments, but how many of those people wound up back on the streets? For WHYY, Joel Wolfram reports.
On Monday afternoon, a row of tents still ran end-to-end in the Frankfort Avenue underpass, some draped with blankets to fend off the cold. There were just a handful of people hanging around outside their tents, and except for the cars whizzing by, things were pretty calm.
Most of our like base group is like still here, you know, and a lot of them I think are just going to move over to Emerald Bridge.
That's Ryan, who says he's called this place home for the past 6 months. He says outreach workers have found a place for him in a shelter, but has mixed feelings about moving on. He says people look out for each other here.
But a lot of people from under the Kensington Bridge, I heard, are doing good through outreach and stuff. They've gone on to bigger and better things, got help with their addiction.
When it moved people out of the Kensington Avenue Bridge and another at Tulip Street, outreach workers made a list of everyone living at the encampments. The goal was to bring as many as possible into so-called low-barrier shelters that don't require people to get clean before they can come in off the street. Once there, they could also access treatment and housing programs. The city's Office of Homeless Services is still tracking the people on that list, which grew to 189 names. Homeless Services Director Liz Hirsch says it's no easy task, requiring coordination among shelters, housing programs, treatment providers, and the corrections system to track the people on the list.
So we've never done this before, right? We've never tried to integrate this kind of data. We've never tried to follow this number of people who have very complex lives.
Hirsch says that makes it difficult to provide a snapshot of exactly where people who used to live under the bridges are now. But the data her office has collated provides a sketch of how the 189 people on the list have fared.
And what we know is that 140 people came into one of our low-barrier sites. We know that 58 people accessed inpatient treatment. 26 are in permanent housing.
Hirsch says that 29 more are transitioning out of the low-barrier shelters into long-term housing. But more than one quarter of the people they're tracking, some 50-plus, have ended up back on the streets. 10 more went to jail, and 2 have died. But Hirsch says that for people struggling with opioid addiction on the streets, the journey in recovery doesn't always move in a straight line.
What we're working through is just the process of healing and helping people become healthy and thinking about their lives differently so that they can start to move forward.
Big challenges remain as the city moves to clear more encampments and address the broader issue of opioid-related homelessness in Kensington. The street homeless population has more than doubled there in the past year, and there still aren't enough beds and shelters to meet the demand. The city is close to securing a site for another one it's committed to opening by the end of the year. In the meantime, Hirsch says 40 beds at a shelter run by Prevention Point have been set aside for people residing at the Frankfort Avenue Bridge. It's hard to get an exact count, but dozens, maybe as many as 100 people still live there. Kate Perch, Prevention Point's Director of Homeless Services, says about 15 people have come in so far. She says lessons learned from the previous encampment closures have made her staff better prepared for handling the bigger influx expected when the camp closes today.
We learned very early on in the last go-round that we really needed to get providers on site to work with our folks.
Perch says that could ease their next step into a housing or treatment program, which she hopes will lead to fewer of them ending up back on the street. For WHYY, Joel Wolfram.